When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Coast to Coast with Arash Madani is brought to you by Smart Investing Solutions. Be smart with your money. Call Brian Golly at Smart Investing Solutions, 546-2533.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan, inside the sports cage. Barney Shinkaruk and Sharky on this Tuesday for Saskatchewan Lotteries, the main fundraiser for sport, culture, and recreation in our province. I'll be supporting Sask Lotteries tonight as I stop and grab a little sports select ticket for that Dallas-Vegas game and then the games tomorrow night. Classic move on the way home. Always love it. All right. It is Coast to Coast with Arash Madani. And how does it sound, Arash, off the start? Now in at quarterback for your New York Giants, Nathan Rourke.
Yeah, I guess the question becomes, will Nathan Rourke's name even be mentioned? Like, will he get a rep in a preseason game?
That's what I said.
And I'm not being flippant or anything, you know. Okay, so Rourke enters this situation where Jones isn't going anywhere. And if they were going to make a move at quarterback, and some people thought they were going to in the draft, that would have been the next gig. That's the question. The question is, will Rourke get an actual shot? But this is what gives me a little bit of wonder of maybe he will. Just follow me here. Mm-hmm. Brian Daboll's the head coach with the Giants. Brian Daboll, forever before becoming the Giants head coach, spent the majority, I think his entire pro career outside of a couple of years in Buffalo, working for Bill Belichick in New England. Rourke spent some time with the Patriots last year. Did Daboll call Belichick? Was there a recommendation given from his old Patriots buddies to Daboll to say, hey, this guy's worth taking a look at? That's the only thing I wonder about.
I don't know.
That's how pro sports works, though, guys. That's really it.
Hey, Bill, what do you think about this Nathan Rourke kid? I don't know. He's threw some passes and he's in the practice.
Bill suddenly got a personality these days.
Yeah. Oh, you watched
the Netflix
roast
special the other day?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? My wife and I, we finished watching last night and we're still not done because it's a little bit cringy for me. I feel bad for Tom that he put himself in this. I feel bad for his kids and even Giselle to a point. But Bill was put in a tough spot. You haven't watched this,
no,
Sharky.
I haven't watched
this. Rose, not to go too far off a rash, but Bill was put in a tough spot and he did perform. You felt like, it's like when your grandpa would get up and do a speech or something, right? And you'd be like, oh, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been there, but he did a good job.
But he had to be there.
Yeah. Okay, major news. Chad Kelly suspended for 9 games, at least, minimum, by the CFL. Kit comes down today. I'm sure you are fielding calls. You've been talking to people. What do you know about this, Arash?
So I just want to make sure I'm wording this properly. So there was an investigation done by an independent party for the league to take a look at the findings of the investigation and determine that a suspension for half a season is warranted comes as a result of the findings of the investigation, which means the investigators must have talked with a lot of people. A lot of people in the building, a lot of people around the building, a lot of people who saw things, a lot of people who heard things.
And people who had other interactions.
Would you now, am I on the right track here? Would you guys kind of agree where I'm going with this so far?
Yeah, 100%. We talked about that off the start of the show, for sure.
So, if you're talking to a lot of people around the building as an investigator, the policy, the CFL, the league, the league's policy on gender-based violence, that's officially what it's called. The policy says if you or your team become aware of an allegation of gender-based violence perpetuated by any individual who works for the CFL and its member clubs, then please take the following steps. Now, there's four steps, but the first one is to notify the league office, Ryan Jansen, the Associate VP of Football Operations, immediately. That is the policy. So an investigation goes, and they talk to a lot of people, and the findings of the investigation say, wow, we need to suspend this guy for 9 games. But that meant that people in the building knew what was going on. And that wasn't filed.
That's right? That's a twist that I didn't see you bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
You would have to believe, again, I'm not saying this is fact, I'm just trying to deduce what's going on here. You would have to believe that's the case.
Or they did the investigation. They had maybe video footage of the training room, and they would have had text messages or emails or some other communication for them to review without the team being involved. That's possible.
That is possible. Based on the lawsuit that was filed, that had a lot of specifics to it, While that is possible, I'm presuming that's not the case, but that's possible.
See, I was of the... Yeah, I could see why really no one on the team knew about this until it was brought up. But now that Arash talks about that way, then I'm like, yeah, that's pretty tough to...
I'm not going to lie to you, Arash. Your story makes way more sense.
It's a training room. There's team buses. Like, people aren't blind and people aren't deaf.
No.
And, like, to Sharky's point, we're on camera all the time now. Like, anything could be caught anywhere, right? So, where do you think then more is going to be, like, you can't even read the comments on social media and all this, what people are saying, especially, you know, everyone not attached to the Argonauts. Where do you think this goes from here, Arash?
Well, I think if it's up to the Canadian Football League, they believe that this matter is now closed until around the 9-game mark. They go to their... they go to their consultant, because Chad Kelly is going to, what did they say? He's going to have to satisfactorily go through counseling sessions, complete all that, and then the CFL would, quote, consider reinstatement. I have a feeling that, you know, if I'm suspecting, looking into my crystal ball, I think it would take something significant for Kelly not to be reinstated after 9 games. Mm-hmm. I think the Argos will welcome him back with open arms, because I don't think Cameron Dukes is going to get the job done for them. I think the Argos are actively seeking quarterback help elsewhere, players off their neg list, etc. Like, I wonder if they're going to try and talk Trace McSorley, the former Penn State quarterback, to come to Canada, for instance. But, you know, Randy Ambrosi's quote is that the in-depth investigation, quote, found that Mr. Kelly unequivocally violated the CFL's gender-based violence policy. Here's what else I wonder, guys. Sean Lemon got suspended for life, right?
Yep.
They're saying Mr. Kelly is going to get mandatory counseling. So we provide counseling when it comes to this, but we're not providing counseling when it comes to that.
Wow. Like I said to Sharky earlier, and this could be an elementary question, but Is there any appeal process with the CFL Players Association or anything?
Great question.
That Kelly can look at. Okay, so it's not elementary. Okay, good.
No, it's a great question if you remember, the Grey Cup before COVID, maybe the one before, 2018, Jonathan Rose was a DB for the Ottawa Red Blacks in the East Final. Made contact, collision, whatever, with a game official and was suspended for the Grey Cup. And then the Players Association appealed it, and Rose played in that championship game.
Uh-huh.
Now, can the PA appeal this? And this is the question, guys. And I don't know how the league constitution works with this. While the appeal process is underway, is Chad Kelly permitted to play until the appeal is heard? That I don't know. So that's a very good question that has a few layers to it.
Now, I have another question to add to this. Your statement is correct. If your statement is correct that the Argos knew about it and didn't report it, is something going to happen to the Argos?
No, it wasn't my statement. That was my speculation.
And I think your speculation is correct. I won't call your statement then. Your speculation is correct that the Argos did know. Is the CFL going to somehow reprimand the Argos for that?
Well, if they were to, wouldn't that have happened today when you're announcing the Chad Kelly suspension?
Yeah.
The findings of the investigation, the commissioner said, are in based on the violation, we're suspending Chad Kelly this. What the commissioner also said in the press release is we are going to review the findings with the Argos.
So you think all the layers of this onion are off?
No, I don't think so.
Because the appeal is a very interesting piece to this whole thing.
Okay. We could go on this for a long time. Let's shift a bit here to hockey while we have you. Sure. Sheldon Keith and Mitch Marner are members of the Toronto Maple Leafs next year. True or false?
I would lean towards false. I would very heavily lean towards Keith being false. I would heavily lean towards Marner likely to go as well. And if you say to yourself, well, hold on, Arash, he's got a no movement clause. What if he wants to stay in Toronto? Yes, fair statement. But how about this? How about if I'm management and I tell you, you're not in our future plans. We have no plans to re-sign you.
Well, yeah, how difficult can they make life for him, right? If you're not wanted somewhere.
Well, that's how they do it. Right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like anywhere. If I'm not wanted here,
yeah.
It's like, they'll just make life difficult for me. It's like the Office Space episode where they move Milton down into the basement.
They take away your parking pass, right?
Yeah, take away more than that, but anything like, is Shanahan gone there as well, do you think?
Well, this is an interesting one because on Friday morning, Keith Pelley, the new president of MLSE, is going to have a press conference with Brendan Shanahan and GM Brad Treliving.
Oh.
Wow. So, I also think back to this, if history has a way of repeating itself. When Masai Ujiri came back to Toronto, they said, we're going to have two presidents and they're going to get along swimmingly. Ujiri and Brian Colangelo are going to work together. And then Brian Colangelo is out the door for a little while. So I just wonder, maybe if it's not this week that Shanahan's gone, maybe at some point this offseason he is.
What?
But the one thing I'll tell you guys is this. If there's anything that MLSE likes to do, it's to make money. And Brendan Shanahan has added a lot of platinum and premium experiences and seating and concession price increases. He's made MLSE a lot of money. So I don't know what the mandate is.
Well, it's to make money. And the Stanley Cup winning would make them even more money.
Well, at some point you got to win there. You put the money aside and try and win. And I know they are trying. They're not trying to lose. But that's going to be paramount. Kate, I want to ask you about this as well. You've been around a long time. I'm sure you've crossed paths with him a number of times. Rick Bowness calling it a career. I'm sure you know him well?
I know Rick a little bit. I actually worked with his son in Ottawa when we were first cutting our teeth in the sports business in the CFL, Rick Jr. Everything you saw yesterday from the podium is legit about Rick and his family. Like his wife, Judy, God bless her. I think they've done something, guys, something like 14 different moves. You know, upheaval of the family, etc. But Kevin Bieksa said something on the broadcast last night, and a lot of people have said this. Like, Rick believes that part of the job, a big part of the job, is like, we're inheriting kids when they're 20, 21, 22 years old. We have to work to try and make them better people. I have to connect with you on a personal level. This is not just a business relationship. This is not just about hockey. I want what's best for you. I tell you, man, in the cutthroat world of professional sports, it's rare to see that, especially to that extent. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that that should be what Rick Bowness's legacy should be when it comes to professional hockey.
Do we see him at some point? Maybe it's not next year. Maybe it's the year after coming back.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, he's done.
Yeah, Judy went through a stroke this year. Rick had his own health challenges. They have two grandchildren. They're not getting any younger.
Yeah.
They have a place in the Maritimes. They want to spend a little bit more time there. They want to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And they've earned it. They've absolutely earned it.
All right. Busy. Lastly, I'm sprinkling tonight. Who do you like out of the gate, Stars and Colorado?
I my only future going into these playoffs was a Dallas Stanley Cup future, so go Stars. But here's the thing, guys. I think the Oilers roll the Canucks in this series.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Edmonton's going to the Stanley Cup because I think Dallas and Colorado are going to beat the absolute snot out of one another in this series.
I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm not sure what's going to be left for Edmonton when the wreckage of that series is over.
I said it on a podcast yesterday. Watch, Edmonton gets to the Stanley Cup final and loses.
No. No, I like them. I like them once they're there.
Heartbreak. Arash, let's talk again on Thursday, my man. Stay safe.
Sounds good, boys.
Take care.
Coast to coast with our man Arash Madani for Smart Investing Solutions. Be smart with your money. Call Brian Gawley at Smart Investing Solutions, 546-2533. Break time. You're listening to the all-new Sports Cage on the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.